Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Joe Cocker bringing us back. Crazy, crazy Englishman. Rock his rock and roll, though. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. That website is 13 years old this month, ladies and gentlemen. So we have a lot of stuff there. We continue to improve it the best we can to make things available to you to help you with get the information that you need on your small business. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions. You can check out our Brain Trust members, and my newsletter is there. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. The blog is there. Our poll question, we have a different poll question every month, so check that out. smallbusinessadvocate.com. Steve Robbins is the author of Get It Done, Guys, 9 Steps to Work Less and Do More. We're talking about that, about being more organized, and we're going to get into how to slay crisis management. Steve, tell us how we can find you and your book.
Well, you can find me at www.steverrobbins.com, and you can find the book either at my website or at any retailer. And it's available as an ebook, as an audiobook.
All right.
Et cetera.
Good. Good deal. Well, good for you for making it available in all those different forms. Stever, one of the things one of my pet peeves is not getting something that comes up, either a project that's an opportunity or a challenge, continuing to manage it, thinking that okay, this is something that we have to manage instead of saying this is something we need to solve and get it off our plate, get it off our table. We need to either grow this up and give it a life, get it a job so it manages itself, so to speak, or we need if it's an opportunity, if it's a challenge, we need to get it solved and get it off our plate so it's not a challenge anymore. Because you and I both know there's another one of these coming just in a few minutes, like buses. And if you don't do that, that's crisis management, isn't it?
Yes, it definitely is. Well, you know, before we went on the air, we were talking a little bit about the idea that when something new comes into your life, something else has got to go because
right.
You only have so many hours in a day.
Right.
And in crisis management, what happens is something new comes into your life even though you didn't ask it to be there.
Right.
It came in on its own. That doesn't change the basic equation. If you're going to deal with that, something else has got to go. You know, one of the more controversial suggestions that I have, and I actually have had clients who do this way better than I do, is to block out a certain number of hours in your schedule every single day or every single week, which has absolutely nothing scheduled in it. And if you can think of a way to use it, then by definition that means that you're using it wrong, so you schedule anything you think of for some other time,
right.
And you literally just leave. I had a client who did this 4 hours a day. He would schedule 4 hours a day for nothing except the unexpected.
Wow.
And if the unexpected didn't come up, he would use that same block of time to do whatever strategic planning and the kind of thought work that it's hard to do because you always get so sucked into the details.
Right.
Now, 4 hours to me seems more than a little extreme.
Right.
you know, but
a lot of small business owners would like to have 4 minutes.
Yeah. But if you really do that, and you know, I'm more along the lines of try to do an hour a day is my thing. And on one hand, people say, well, it's impossible. You know, to which my response is it's actually not impossible. And if you have so much going on that you're thinking is that's impossible, then that probably means you need it more than ever. And by the way, if nothing comes up to occupy that time, you can still spend that time doing the other stuff you would have done otherwise.
Well, part of the issue, if you're in a situation like that, if you're not able to carve that amount of time out, either you're not delegating properly, which could mean that if you don't have employees, it could mean that you find some contractor to help you with that, some other entity to help you with it. Or if you're delegating to employees and you still don't have that amount of time, you're not delegating with them properly. They're not working the system properly. They're continuing to come back and bug you when they ought to be managing it themselves.
Yes, very true. And it may also be, if I can just add a couple more possible reasons there, is it may be that you as a business are trying to just simply take on more work than is possible for you to execute. It might be time to say no. It also may just be time to look at how you're doing the work and see if there are any efficiencies that you're missing. Because a lot of times, you know, especially if you're delegating, you know, the people you're delegating to may not be doing things the most efficient way, depending on whether this is the first time they've done that task.
Which is another part, one of your chapters, which is about on embracing technology.
I have two. I have one on rejecting technology and one on embracing technology. I have in my chapter, which is on how to optimize what you're doing. And by optimize, I just mean do the same thing you're doing now, but doing it better. You know, one of the big things is really learning to use your technology, because the whole thing about, especially about high-tech computers, it's made to automate things. And, in fact, it's general purpose enough that it can automate just about anything, at least any business process, if you know how to use it right and if you take the time. So rather than looking at it as a fancy typewriter and something to surf the web, you know, if you really figure out, you know, is there anything I'm currently doing manually that could be done electronically?
Right.
And then investigate how to do that. And you also want to be careful, because the other technology chapter, I point out it's possible to get sucked in forever.
Oh, yeah. No, the technology could become part of the problem. It's just a tool, folks. Hey, Stever, thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
I would love to.
We've enjoyed having you here. The book is called Get It Done, Guys, 9 Steps to Work Less and Do More by Stever Robbins. Stever will be back another day. I will be too after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.